Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. Shir sponsors a Kurs HaToy for the return of the hostages and the break in the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Yuma Daf Hei in the Art Scroll Oiz V'Hodr edition, Perek Rishon in the middle of Aloch Aleph. We're starting Daf Hei Amud Aleph on top. Says the Gemara Bashmini, Is Tani Tani Nimshoch, Is Tani Tani Loi Nimshoch. When the Mil talk about the Miluim, and we know the Miluim was built and dismantled, the Mishkan was for 7 days. And every time it was built, they put the Shemana Mishkan on it, the Nuri with Shemana Mishkan. What happened on the 8th day? So here we have a Machlekes. There is a Mandoma that holds that there was oil put on the Mishkan on the 8th day as well. V'istani tani lo nimshach. Now there's another Machlekes. Istani tani nisparik. There is an opinion that holds that the Mishkan was nisparik, was dismantled on the 8th day. Is Tani Tani Lo Nisparik, and there's a Shita Ot, it was not dismantled. Omav Chanin, Pasha Tulon, it's clear to us. Mando Omar Nimshach Nisparik. Mando Omar Lo Nimshach Lo Nisparik. These two Machlekesim go with each other. If you hold that it was dismantled and it has to be rebuilt, so then it was Nimshach. Then he put oil on it when he rebuilt it. But if Mando Omar holds that it was not Nimshach because he holds, it was never dismantled. Mando Omar Nimshach Nicho Dechdi Vahim Shechem. When you speak about the 8th day and the Miluim, it says Vayim Shechem Vayikadesh Oisom. Masha, there was oil anointed on the entire Mishkan. So you see, in the 8th day, there was also Meshicha. Umando Amar Lo Nimshach Ma'im Mekayim Vayim Shechem. What he would do with the word Meshechem? Malan Yalechem Keilu Shu Mechusa Meshicha U'Meshach Demoisu. It's as if there was Meshicha, even though there wasn't literally Meshicha, but it's considered to be as if Meshicha happened. Mando Omar Loi Nisparik, that's the Gersa of Rav Chaim, Nicho, Tichtei Shivas Yom Michapas HaMizbeach, only 7 days to do Kapor in the Mizbeach. Mando Omar Nisparik, Ma Mikayim Shivas Yom Michapas HaMizbeach, what he will do with this Pasuk, Kapor Shi Bedam, what it is only for 7 days, is the Kapor Bedam, meaning the Hazois, the sprinkling of the blood, that was only 7 days and wasn't on the 8th day. Keado Detani, as we learned, Al Zev Al Zeyu Mozim Olov Mikol Chatoi Sheyushom, El Zev Azeh refers to the Kohen, Gadol, getting ready for Yom Kippur, and the one getting ready to do the Parah Adumah. They used to sprinkle him the water of the Parah Adumah, the old Parah Adumah, for anything that's there in the base of Hikdosh. Kedei Shekatsu HaMayim, the Mayim of the Meichatos, Tachad Adan Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. The water is replacing or representing the blood that was in Yimei HaMiluim. Representing the water, the blood, and the Shemana Mishcha of Shiva Sibi HaMiluim. But you see from here that it was only 7 days that they did the sprinkling, and that's what the 7 days refers to. On the 8th day, we didn't sprinkle the blood, but there still was Shemana Mishcha. Kedusha Gemara, going back to the reason why we're mafrish to Kohen Gadol mi beiso, we take the Kohen Gadol out. What was the reason? So until now, we said there's a pasuk. You learn from the pasukim. Pirish bin Meseir, Kim Biseir, and says another explanation. Shema yavoy el ishter nido, v'yidoche kol shiva. Maybe he will be with his wife, nido, and he will come to me for 7 days. Tzimu av Yisrael chashudim ala nidois? What do you mean, maybe he will be with his wife, nido? You want to say that he, yav chashash, you fear that maybe he will be with a nido wife purposely? Tzimu kai tetanin tamon, as we said there, meaning that there is a scenario when one is going to be with a nido, but it wasn't done purposely. Someone was with his wife, and she says, I'm tame. Pirish miyad chayav. If he right away left with kishui, so he's chayav, shitziyosu anoloi kiviyosu. Because he's enjoying the going out, the coming in, he has to wait until the avir dies, and then he can go out. But you see from here that there's such a chash or a concept, the one will be with his wife Nido. So we have two reasons why the Kohen Gadol has to be away for 7 days. Either because of the Pasuk, or because the Ishter Nido. So the more both reasons are needed. If I use the reasoning of Rabbi Yochanan, I would say, Yishamesh mitosoy, v'yishalim b'lishka baledrin. Yes, you learn the pasuk, he has to be leaving his house, but who says he can't be with his wife? He doesn't have to be there the whole 7 days, as we saw before, he only has to be there in the end of the day and the end of the night. But maybe he could be with his wife. That's why we need a Meseir that says, no, the problem is that maybe he will be with his wife Nido. If a Meseir would say, not a Rabbi Yochanan, okay, so he doesn't, should not be with his wife, but he could still stay home. Why does he have to go to a special Lishkan Beis HaMikdash? That's why we need both. He needs to leave his house because of the pasuk, and he can't be with his wife because of Bembeseiro. Continues the Gemara now in the Dafei Amud Beis. Tani kol lishkos shehu b'migdosh ayu pturos min mezuzah. All the lishkos, all the different rooms in Beis Hamikdosh, they're part of min mezuzah because people don't live there. Chutz min lishkas paledrin shehidira lekohen gadol shivas yomim b'shana. Except lishkas paledrin that the kohen gadol uses it 7 days a year. So now it's his deer for 7 days. So you need to put a mezuzah. Omav Yudov hik zero gozer aleya. Avida says you don't really need to have a mezuzah over there, but it was a gzeiro to put a mezuzah. The Bavli explains, because it should not be seen as if the Kohen Gadol is in a jail. He's in a cell. It should look like he's living in a place which is a mokum dira. Says the B'Sharecha, the Apostle says, B'Sharecha, he's tani tani prad l'sharia rabbis ve'azoris. One braisa says, they don't have to put a mezuzah in the gates of harabais and the azoris. He's tani tani the rabbis. There's another braisa that says, that you do put it on the gates of harabais and the azoris. Mandoma prad, one says you don't put it, that's rebuto. Madhom of the rabbis, Rabbanan. The one that says you do it is Rabbanan. Gemara explains. Yois omar Rabbiudo. Rabbiudo, the Chur makes sense. Why should you put it on the gates of the base of Mikdash? My time with Rabbanan, it's a reasoning of Rabbanan. What did Rabbiudo explain? B'sharecha v'chi beis dirahem. You don't put it on every gate. You have to put it only the gates of a house. Why is this considered to be a house? So Gemara Yisir Avirisi b'Rabbanan v'atani b'sharecha l'rabbo yishari amedino. It says you have to put mezuzahs also in the gates of the city. V'chibeis diraim, is that a place of a house? It says the Gemara Loi, shebehem nichasim lebeis dira. It's not that it's the house itself, but it's the way to get to the house. Through these gates, you get to the house. So if so, ha'ocha shebehem ayu nichasim lebeis dira. So here also you're going to beis dira, meaning Rabbanan hold the lishkas paledrin is considered to be a beis dira. So therefore the gates of the Arabais and the Azores require mezuzah because they lead to the beis dira. But Rabbi Yudah holds the Lishkas Paledrin is not a base dira, so therefore the gates do not require a mezuzah. Chulda Samulin, the Girsa of Chaim is Chaloiner Samolon, which means the doors of a hotel. Chayeves with mezuzah, the Rishami holds, you have to put a mezuzah even if it's a temporary dwelling, like being in a hotel, you still have to put a mezuzah. Chaloin Shu Arba al Arba Shavodim Yoish Rishom Umenifim the Rubineim. You have a small window, which is 4x4. The slaves sit there and they wave the fans on their masters. So it's being used for something. So chayavim mezuzah, does require mezuzah. Lulim elu al gav elu. Shami says, if you have an opening, one on top of each other, chayavim mezuzah. Meaning if there's a skylight, and through the skylight you get up to the next floor, and from there you have another skylight getting to the next floor. Every one of these skylights has to have a mezuzah, even though it's not standing straight like a door, it's on the floor. Why? Hadudoras askupto arioso. You step on that skylight to get to the next one. It's considered to be the derech bio, which means it's considered to be the opening to get to the next floor. So that's the door of the floor, even though it's on the floor. So the words are, even though you're stepping in it, it's still a skupo. It's still an opening. Rabbi Yosef mitzar d'lechomo lulo d'Rabbi Loi t'avehovi midaydun t'kol rabbonon. Rav Yossi was sorry that he never saw these lulim, these skylights of Rav Eloi that were done based on how Rabbanan told him to do, and he never checked if there's a mezuzah over there or not. Continues the Gemara, Lishkas Paledrin, that's the place where they put the Kohen Gadol, Abashole Koroiso Lishkas Bulvotim, meaning an important place of people of importance, of chashivas, of royalty are there. Says the Gemara, Barishoino, you call it Lishkas Bulvotim. That's what they called it originally. Achshav, you call it Lishkas Palhedrin. What is Palhedrin? Parisin, meaning appointed by the king. Milo Avido, that's Argusa, which means something happened. Or Milo Aviro, it's something which is passing. They would switch a lot. And the Gemara explains more. Barishon Shem Shamshim Hu Ubnoi Uben Bnoi. Mean who is the Kohen Gadol? Who is someone? His child, his grandchild. Shim Shuboy Shwanasa Koranim. The entire Beis Hamikdash Rishon was only 18 Koranim. Aval B'Sheni Aldei Shayu Noitlim Bedomim. But the second one, because they paid the king to become Kohen Gadol. V'Yashoyim Shayu Horigim Zed Zebek Shofim. Or they killed each other with witchcraft. Shim Shuboy Shmoinim Koranim. There was 80 Koranim in the Beis Sheni. ויש אוימים 81, יש אוימים 82, ויש אוימים 83, ויש אוימים 84, ויש אוימים 85. So it's either 80 till 85, that's the number of Qayanim there was throughout the 420 years of Beis HaMikdash Hasheni. ומהם שימש שימון הצדיק 40 שנה. Out of that 40 years was שימון הצדיק, the big tzadik, he lasted 40 years. So within 380 years, there was 80 Qayanim. אומר ואחר כתיב יראה השם תוסיף יומים אלו כהנים ששימשו בית ראשון. Someone says יראה השם, there's a lot of days he's going to live. ושנוס רשויים תקו צערנו, and the years of the רשויים is shortened, אלו ששימשו בית שני, the ones who שמש in the second Beis HaMikdash, that they died early. מה יעשה באחד ששילח ביד בנוי שני מידו של כסף, מלאו יש כסף. So one wants to become a Kohen Gadol, so he said with his son, two measurements of silver filled with silver, ומחוקיים כסף, and also what straightens it up and makes it full, makes it even, also was made out of silver. ובאחר, someone else, ושליח ביד בנו, he said with his son, שתי מידות של זהב, two measurements made out of gold, מלאי זהב, full of gold, ומחוקיים זהב, and the straightened piece was also made out of gold. So he won the bet because he paid more. אמרו, כפו עשייך את המנויו. The donkey took away the menorah. What does that mean? Referring to a different case that was brought down on Masechet Shabbos, that once someone came in front of a judge and gave him a menorah as bribe, so the shofet, the judge, he passed in his favor. The next day, the other baldin, brought a donkey. So then the shofet changed the ruling in favor of the one who brought the donkey, meaning the donkey kicked the menorah. By bringing a donkey, he passed it for the one who gave him more money. So over here as well, the one who brought the gold, he won and got the Kohen Gadol. Even though the first one sent silver, well, that was not in the same amount of money as the gold. The basically what it's telling us, he used to pay to become Kohanim Gadolim. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Yuma Daf Hei.